Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for dropping in. We've got our encore episode of this past Sunday night's live call-in show that was recorded on Sunday night, January 17th, 2021. Of course, we lead the show with the news of the week, including a great jazz exhibit coming to the American Adventure Pavilion over at Epcot. And we got some early morning magic. Not really, that's not the name, but we're going to get 30 minutes early coming up later this year in the theme parks if you're staying on site. And of course, the elephant in the room, the end of Disney's Magical Express at the end of 2021. We take your calls. We have discussions on the Magical Express decision. Lots of fun talk, and even Grace calls in from out in Washington State. She's a cute Disney fan. We talk about her favorite ride being the carousel and how fun it is to swim, even in the adult pool at a Disney resort. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Book your next trip with the great folks over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you can. It really does help support the show. It's a free way to do that. Even the small purchases do help. So bookmark it and use it as often as you can. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge thank you, gracias, shout out to our patrons. You guys are great. You're making all this podcasting possible, and I thank you so much for that. If you'd like some extra content in your week like Mike in the Midwest, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show. We get together to wrap up every weekend here on YouTube and Facebook. And most importantly, we take your calls for the next hour talking all things Disney. If you're checking out this show on the feed on Thursday, hope the week is going well. You've almost made it to the end of your week. We're going to make it together. And of course, I am Mike Rahman, host of the Be Our Guest Podcast. And you can check me out over there at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. You can follow me on the social media. I would love to talk to you. Give me a follow on Twitter. I'm at BeOurGuestMike. And you can also follow me for very sad Reels videos on Instagram, the same name, at BeOurGuestMike. I updated my Reels video, which is kind of like a TikTok from a few, I guess I made the initial one about 2 months ago. And it goes to the song, I Will Remember You by Sarah McLachlan. And it's a sad song, right? And if you want to know, as a Disney fan, if you need to be a little sad tonight, just drop by. Be Our Guest Mike on Instagram. Check out my latest Reels. It's been the one that's been viewed the most. In tier. You might have a tier if you stick around till the end. Because that goes with our news of the week, which we're going to be talking about here in just a second. But I hope everybody's doing very well. We've had snow here in the Midwest today. There's snow flying outside my window here in the studios as we speak. But it's not sticking, so we are good. All right, so let us talk some Disney, and let's lead off the show here with three news articles from the mouseforless.com. Of course, this is all written by Ricky Niblett. You may have heard of her. She is also on the Be Our Guest podcast every Wednesday and Friday. All right, let's get to the elephant in the room. We're not talking about Big Al from Alabama. We'll be taking your calls and discussing this, I'm sure, here in about 5 minutes on the phone lines at 407-413-9395. Of course, the biggest news of the week, and this one kind of caught a lot of folks by surprise. It caught me by surprise. Is that Disney's Magical Express service will be ending as of January 1st, 2022. So if you don't know, and I'm sure you know all the ins and outs, Disney's Magical Express was the free motor coach service from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resorts, and it was seamless. This was a great beginning, and I mean, it was about as good of an end to your trip as you're going to get. You never want your trip to end, but basically what you would do pre-COVID, it was even better because you would sign up for this, again, complimentary included service with your Walt Disney World room only or vacation package, and you would get luggage stickers that you would put on your luggage before you left home, your checked bags, and you would check those at your home airport. The best part about this service, I thought even better than the motor coach service, was that once you checked your luggage at your home airport, you did not see your luggage. You did not have to touch your luggage. You did not have to worry about your luggage. until you got to your hotel room, checked in, and your luggage would magically show up. That was, you know, we talk about things at Walt Disney World being magical. To me, that was magical personified because it was taking one of the biggest hassles of any kind of a vacation out of the equation. Because, you know, especially Walt Disney World is a family destination, right? I know I go down solo. We have a lot of folks that don't have kids. I get it. But when you have a couple of toddlers and you're trying to manage everybody, maybe it's the first time the kids are on the plane, you're trying to entertain them, they have all kinds of games and electronics, you're trying to keep everybody straight. One less thing to worry about at Orlando International when you hit the ground is a huge, huge bonus. So I think the luggage service, which of course did go away post-park reopening this summer because they didn't want to handle the luggage, I get that. I thought it would come back. Also, on the back end of your trip, the resort airline check-in was a huge plus because the day of your checkout, you could just take your bags to the front of your resort, to the Bell Services area, check your luggage, and it was the opposite direction. You would leave your luggage at your resort. You wouldn't see it again until it came out of the carousel back at your home airport, and then you knew vacation was over, right? You're back in the real world. So, tough times. You know, that stuff had been gone, of course, right now, but then we heard that the Magical Express service absolutely will go away completely January 1st, 2022. Now, this is, you know, I'm going to be honest here. This is something that hits me hard. I like Magical Express. I know a lot of folks, you know, don't use it, and I understand because if you rent a car, you have more control over when you can go places, where you can go, stuff like that. I know Pam Forrester, co-host here on the Be Our Guest podcast, she always rents a car with her husband so that they can go resort to resort very easily. You know, they can do whatever they want. They don't like riding a big motor coach, and that's fine. That's their prerogative. I know my buddy Scott, hashtag Scotty G, who's at the studios right now. He always rents a car, and he always gets the mystery car. It's usually a minivan. We always have a good time. It's better to have a friend that rents a car than to rent one yourself. We have a good time getting around. But anyway, I get it. He likes to have that freedom to go wherever he wants. I, on the other hand, I come from the, you know, the planning videos of the early 2000s where Disney takes care of you. You are absolutely in the bubble. I love Disney transportation, and I'm cheap. I'll be honest. I don't like to spend money where I don't need to. So Magical Express really hit home with me. It was actually one of the reasons I started flying again because I wanted to experience Magical Express. Everybody talked about it, but I always drove, so I didn't have any firsthand knowledge. And once I started using it, it was right. It was perfect for me, I thought. And, you know, Magical Express wasn't perfect. There were a lot of things that people complained about and I wasn't super happy about. One is that from time to time, you would have to wait a little bit of time to get on your motor coach at Orlando International. That's okay. One of the pluses is you didn't have to go get your bags at the carousel. That was a bonus. But once you got on your motor coach, every once in a while, it was just luck of the draw. And it didn't matter. Like, I always thought deluxe resorts should get dropped off first, moderate second, values last. But it doesn't happen that way. A lot of times I'm going to Pop Century, I get dropped off at the first stop, and there's folks on there from Animal Kingdom Lodge, which I kind of crazy. I guess it's just a logistics kind of thing. But, you know, if you're waiting to go through four or five resorts, it can take a little bit of time to get to your hotel. But I look at that as this is a complimentary service. It's free. I'm willing to give up an extra 30 minutes to have a free service and not have to rent a car. Now, on top of this, last year or 2 years ago, time is so messed up right now, they started charging for parking. Right. So now if you decide to rent a car, not only do you have the expense of the rental for your entire time, which I probably wouldn't use very much. I might use it to go over and have a meal at Olivia's at Old Key West, or maybe to drive to Whispering Canyon to get something at Wilderness Lodge to get something at Whispering Canyon. You know, if I'm going to resort, I might use the car three or four times in a week. But it's going to be, you know, I'm going to be hit with a charge for having my car sit there now, which really irks me. And I know everything. I'm not against Disney charging for parking, really. I mean, I don't think that they need to, but I understand right now businesses are trying to survive. They're looking for revenue streams. I get it. But I think a goodwill gesture, and I've said this, and they would never do this, but in 2022, when Magical Express goes away, I always say it's fair to meet somebody in the middle, right? Not that if you mess up, but if you are taking something away that is beloved and people like. And the problem is, if Magical Express wasn't around and wasn't such a popular service, people would not be worried about it. But people love Magical Express that have used it for years. So I wish Disney would meet people in the middle and say, in 2022, Magical Express will not be here, but we are not going to charge for parking at the hotels. That would take a little bit of the sting off, because then you could rent a car. You're still paying for a rental car for a week. I mean, that's not easy. But you do have some, you know, you have more convenience that way. So who knows? And also, Michelle's asking about the minivans. I have seen a lot of the minivans get sold. They are at car dealerships around the United States. I've seen at least four car dealerships that have minivans for sale. They're about $40,000 if you want one. So I don't know. And especially in the COVID times, I don't know if minivans are the answer, right? Because you're in a tight quarter with a stranger. It's like an Uber. So who knows? That'd be great if they brought back minivans. I liked them. I took them a few times. Never paid for one. Complimentary every single time. But they're pretty sharp. Now, the last thing people complained about, and again, this was just something I think Disney was covering their rears with, is that you had to be on the Magical Express 3 hours prior to your flight. That was very early, and you sat at the airport forever. But they would rather have everybody have time to catch their flight, no matter what the TSA lines are, than, you know, one out of 20 people missing their flights because they're trying to cut it close. So, yes, who knows? That is my thoughts on Magical Express. I loved it. I thought it was very efficient. You know, if I had to guess, and somebody might ask, somebody might not, I would say that here at the beginning of 2021, it was time for Disney to re-up the contract with Mears, because Mears Transportation runs Magical Express for Disney. And you'll see all the Mears Transportation buses around Orlando International. So you'll still be able to get from to your resort from Orlando International. You could probably still take a motor coach. You could take a limousine. You could take a town car. You could take a Lyft and Uber. There's going to be plenty of ways to get to your hotel. You can rent your own car. There's probably going to be 10 ways. And the train's going to be there starting in 2023 to Disney Springs. You're going to have countless ways to get back and forth from Orlando International to Walt Disney World. So it won't really be that big of a deal. It's just that Disney had this very efficient and very well-oiled machine that I think we all love to use. Anyway, though, I think it was time to re-up the contract. And I think Mears maybe tried to squeeze Disney a little. In today's times, if I was a business owner, of course, I'm not a business owner in the sense of like a Disney. But I am I do have my own little personal business here with the travel, and you know, I got to be careful. I got to be very conservative in spending. I have for the last 18 months, and I'm going to continue to be that way for quite a while. So we will see what happens. You know, Disney, you know, if Mears decided to put the screws to Disney, I could see where they couldn't commit at this point. But I just wish cooler heads would prevail. I think it's a great service, and I think it really does. It's one of those things, you talk about the Disney difference. Magical Express was an easy sell for a travel agent to tell folks who've never been to Walt Disney World that Disney takes care of you from the beginning of the trip to the end of the trip. And I mean, this, when you told people about this, like, well, it's a free shuttle. You just land at Orlando, you tag your bags, and you get on a bus, and they take you right to your hotel. And they do the same at the end of the trip. I mean, a lot of people were amazed that was, you know, an option and how smoothly it worked. And, you know, folks that were going for the first time when they got home, that's one of the things they really enjoyed was Magical Express, a bus ride, folks. So we'll see. And again, families with kids, like preschool kids, you never had to worry about car seats. And of course, Ubers, Lyfts, all those things, limos, town cars, they'll have car seats. You can do that. But I mean, it was simple. So we'll see, and we'll take your calls, but that is my quick take on Magical Express. If you're here on Thursday on the feed, just drop by at BRGuestMike on Twitter and give me your thoughts on Magical Express. I will retweet, and we can keep the conversation moving. All right, so that's the first story. I forgot we're doing the news. Holy cow. Okay, so let's get to a couple other stories, and then we'll get to the calls. Early theme park entry is replacing extra magic hours at the Walt Disney World Resort. They also announced in that same press release that extra magic hours are officially retired. They are not coming back. But what's going to happen is that resort guests will be able to get into all four theme parks. You get to pick your own 30 minutes prior to general park opening We do not know when this is going to start. I would guess, if I had to guess, probably this fall around the 50th anniversary celebration, but could be earlier, could be later. Disney did not give a date, but 30 minutes head start. And it's not just one park. And the whole goal of this is, in the post-COVID times, is to spread folks out. You don't want everybody going to morning magic hours at the Magic Kingdom. That would be bad. You want some people going to Animal Kingdom, some Epcot, some the studios, some Magic Kingdom, and spread people out. And also get people going in, not at the same time. Resort guests kind of up front, and then when the general public day guests show up, some of the resort guests have already pushed their way through, so it keeps the crowds down. This makes sense. Also, a final story, which I think is very cool. If you guys don't know, just so you know, if you got to learn about Mike, someday there'll be a quiz after the, almost 13 years of the BR Guest podcast. My favorite song of all time. Anybody know? It's not even a Disney song. It's What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Love that song. Fell in love with it the first time I heard it in a Good Morning Vietnam movie. So anyway, there's going to be a jazz exhibit called The Soul of Jazz, an American Adventure. It's coming to Epcot in the American Adventure Pavilion. And this is going to be based around the Pixar movie Soul. So obviously, I haven't seen that yet. Again, I watch sports a lot. I don't watch a lot of movies. But you are going to be able to take a musical tour of America to learn about this inspiring genre of music. The new exhibit is going to celebrate the jazz music that can be found across the U.S., including New Orleans, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Juan. And if you go over to themouseforless.com and click on the news for Walt Disney World, there's a video that has Imagineer Carmen Smith explaining about what's coming into this this exhibit, which I think is very cool. If you don't know, jazz is the only American-born music genre. And also, let's go blues. St. Louis blues. We're known for the jazz scene here where I live. So jazz is very important here to St. Louis, to Missouri. And I think it's a great mix there. Now, we have a conversation going on about Sue Sue Studio by Phil Collins. I don't know if that's jazz, but hey. Oh, it's Eric's favorite song. Okay, I'll take it. How about In the Air Tonight? I love that TikTok video, which I've never been on TikTok, but I saw it on Instagram. Anyway, enough about that. That's the news for this week over at themouseforless.com. Check it out today. Let's take your calls. 407-413-9395. We've got some trivia questions we can do. You can give me your favorite all-time song if you like. Let's get those phones going because we always have everybody call at the same time. Now is the time to call. 407-413-9395. All right, we got our first call tonight. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Marlessa.
What is going on, Marlessa?
So a week from last week, this time, I was at Sanaa Bread Service, and so still the Disney blues a bit, right, getting back home from that.
You had bread service this time last week. I've had today a McRib and Taco Bell. So, yes, you win. I've had the you had the good food. I had the gross food. So there you go.
Yeah, bread service is always a good choice. I know I'm doing a trip report in a few weeks, so I don't want to get into too many details about the trip and take away from that. But, it was very quickly. It was a great trip. The weather was great, a little cold on some days. And it was, amazing to still meet a bunch of lizards in person. I know, again, a lot of people canceled their trips and I totally understand the different reasons for why, but, Debbie Stevens and Katie, who's in the chat right now, Michelle and, the Livelys and Nancy and Ray, and just everyone. It was so great to see so many people and share meals and laughs and rides and all that stuff.
And you know what I loved? It was bittersweet for me, right? Because I really was planning on being there. I wanted to be there. But I just knew, it's kind of like I was talking about, I have a small business. It's not anything big, but I have to be very conservative in my spending. And, we just had Christmas. Got to take care of the family. Mallory's got a few cheerleading competitions coming up. They're in Indianapolis right now as we speak, cheering. And the thing was, you got to cut back somewhere, and it's, that's an easy, $1,500 you can save by not going down. So I was watching on the social media, and I was loving it. But, man, I'm telling you, it was hard because I love – Marathon Weekend is my favorite. But it made me feel good seeing everybody having a good time. But, man, I wish I could have been there. But it'll come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I miss seeing you, but I totally understood why you had to, make the decision. And I know I'll see you down there later this year, hopefully, for the 50th time. But it helped take the sting out a bit of the fact that the race was canceled, that there were still plenty of lizards down there and lizards running around Hourglass Lake, which I can now confirm that I totally understand why you love running around there. It's amazing for running, so beautiful in the morning. So it just helped. I mean, I still, you know, am anxious for that real, quote unquote, like in-person Run Disney experience, but it was still wonderful getting to have, like, you know, smaller lizard meetups with, you know, sometimes five or six people at a time, or, you know, whoever. You never know when a lizard is around the corner. You know, we say on the shirts that you'll never run alone, but I think it's also that you'll never travel to Disney alone.
That's true. That's true. That's absolutely true. It's crazy. Now, let me ask you this. So I'll be honest. One of my favorite races I've ever run was the half marathon that was canceled in 2017 during Dopey, because everybody on the spur of the moment got out and ran. We ran over at Epcot, our Beach Club Yacht Club boardwalk, and ran back and forth from the studios for 13 miles. I ran it with my daughter Paige and Scott, and we had a good time, even though it was an unofficial race. So did you kind of have that energy? Because I know we're going to do a trip report, but I mean, was there that kind of, you saw a lot of folks out there making the best of a bad situation this year?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think there were, I mean, because obviously I haven't gotten to the point in my running training where I'd be running the marathon or the half, but I know, like, Lori, for instance, who, you know, is one of the lizards I got to meet in person, was she was like very committed, like doing like her, you know, half marathons and marathons. And I know, like, Debbie was still, you know, I mean, Debbie, you know, was wonderful and like are just amazing with, like, you know, cheering and support and always. And she was like still out there, like supporting, like, Lori, like for her, like, marathon. And Captain Mike was out there. I didn't get to see him, but I know he was there, you know, running. And Anthony Wade was like running a marathon around Pop, and we were apparently running at the same time, but missed each other.
He ran 50 miles around Hourglass Lake over the weekend. 50 miles around that lake. I mean, like, there's something wrong with me. I run all those miles on a treadmill, but I saw that and I was like, oof, that's a lot around that lake.
Yeah. And it did really confirm it. And I posted this really, like, you know, kind of mushy, sentimental post on the main lizards group. But, you know, really, like, I think a lot of groups, both online groups and in-person groups, school groups, like work groups, what have you, you know, most of them like to present themselves as like, hey, like, we're really welcoming and this and that. And that's sadly not always the case. But, you know, I kind of joked with Debbie. I was like, you know, when I joined the lizards, I was like, all right, what's the catch? Like, is there secretly like some people here that are like, there's some drama? But no, it's just everyone's great. And you know, in person, everyone's great too. And very, even though there were some people I was seeing who they knew each other longer than they knew me, like I never felt, you know, out of the loop. Like, I felt very included, and it's just such a genuinely welcoming community. It's very rare to find that.
It's because, you know, it
so
starts
if anyone's
at the top with Mike, right?
Debating, join the lizards. Come on.
Right, you don't have to be fast. You could just walk. I mean, honestly, it's just, it's a way to get moving and just maybe help your health. So yeah. So let me get, because I want to, there's a lot of folks want to get in tonight because I obviously in the news,
yep.
But what, I mean, what would your solution be? I mean, you know, what would you do? I don't have a solution. I mean, I'm just drawing at straws here, but I mean, I wish there was. What will you do? Like, what are you thinking when you go down 2022 and beyond?
So, yeah, so I was dying to talk about Magical Express, as you may or may not have known, but because I was like, got to get in. So my main, I think, issue, and I did post this a bit in the Discord, is that, and I know, like, Pam asked this on the podcast as well, is like, you know, like, if people are like upset, like, that, like, she kind of wants to know, like, is it like the money? Is it this? Is it that? And, you know, like, I mean, it's always sad to lose something that we're used to. And I'm very much with you. Like, I love that Disney bubble experience. I would rather lose 30 minutes than rent a car or take an Uber or what have you. But, you know, for me, it's really the why. The how of how Disney kind of presented the news is, I think, what bothers me, because I think most of the time, you know, Disney does a great job with their press releases and announcements of, even if it's bad news or news that might upset people, they do a great job of making sure that you know that they have something great planned. You know, like Splash Mountain's my favorite ride. But when I read that press release of Princess and the Frog, I was like, okay, this sounds like they really thought this through. They really are working on something exciting. And I think what was missing from this press release was, you know, I mean, they've already kind of been letting people in early, and we already know about park hopping. So I'm kind of like, well, what's what's in this press release to balance out the sting, you know, of like lacking this. Like I would, and you know, I say this not to, you know, say that I necessarily like know better or whatever, but just, you know, to kind of, I guess, give weight to what I'm saying, that, you know, I do work on press releases and approve them as part of my job, that, you know, I'm like, well, what's, like, I would have added, you know, a hint of like what they have planned in the future. Right. So like, maybe they can't say everything. Maybe they don't entirely know, but I wouldn't have released the press release without being able to hint at the train or being able to hint at just something in the future, like to let us know that they have us covered, if that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. I'll tell you, in education, this is one of the things, because I had, you know, once I had taught for quite a few years, like I had had a lot of student teachers. And so I'd have a, you know, a pre-service teacher come into my class and they'd stick with me for 6 or 7 weeks. And at first they would just observe. And then by the last, you know, couple of weeks, they taught the class. I just kind of went down to the teacher's lounge and let them go. But, you know, when I had them, when report cards were due, the biggest advice I could give anybody, you know, is be honest in your grading. But also, when you put comments on a report card, always say something positive first and then give the bad news. Like, you got to be honest. Yeah. I mean, if a kid can't read in sixth grade, you can't say they can. You're doing them a disservice. However, you can always find something good about anybody. You know what? I like how much effort this person is, you know, this child is demonstrating each day in class. I like his sunny disposition. I like that he's willing to jump in and really help out, you know, when it comes time to clean up, whatever it is, you can find something good. But I mean, then you put the bad news in, you know, and I think in like a business like Disney, you would probably do it in the opposite direction. You drop the bomb,
yeah,
and then give some good something at the back. You're right. But it was like the 30 minute thing that, you know, because we already had extra magic hours. And I mean, that's a net loss to me, too. I mean, I understand that it's better for the COVID situation. You're spreading people out more. I get it. But it didn't put a little sugar on the stink, you know, it didn't work.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I don't think any of us know for sure. Like what, like, I think the train is a great theory and maybe they don't have it ironed out yet, but it's interesting that they felt the need that they had to announce this now. Right. Like if they hypothetically don't themselves know what they're going to do in 2022, like if it's going to, you know, be a new type of shuttle service or the train when that comes out. I don't know. Like I would have, like, I don't know. Like if I was in this meeting room, basically is what I'm saying, of like talking about this press release or working on it, I would have been like, well, I mean, I think we should wait until we can at least hint at, you know, what we have, because then, you know, like if it is the train, the press release kind of writes itself, you know, like Walt Disney loved trains, and you could kind of sprinkle in like, hey, like, yeah, Magical Express, as we know it, is going away, but we're enhancing it to this very exciting, like going back to the roots of Walt Disney loving trains. Like it kind of writes itself in a way. So, and then in that way, it's kind of like, well, and even that phrasing is different, right? Of how, like, instead of, it goes from being no more Magical Express to, as you know it, Magical Express is gone. But with the implication that, hey, we've got you, we're working on this, we're going to do something. Like, maybe we can't tell you all the details, but we're working on it. Right. So, like, I know, like, as fans, we kind of trust that, hey, they'll do something, but I think they owed a bit more of an explanation with that.
I mean, bottom line is they want to keep you. I mean, they have to want to still keep you on property. I mean, that's the magic. I mean, we want to stay on property, and the last thing they want is us to go over to Universal or to go, you know, on iDrive or, you know, you just don't want that. I mean, as a company, you know, I'll be honest, if I have a guest at the Magic for Less, I don't want them going around talking to other travel agents. I mean, it's just, that's how, you know, Target doesn't want you going across the way to Walmart. It's just, you know, it just doesn't make sense. And so I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but you know, again, it gives us something to talk about, but you know, we'll have ways to get there. And we'll get there. And an overall vacation, it's not going to be that much of a percentage, but it's taken away a beloved part of our trips, which is always sad. So we'll make it.
Oh yeah. Like absolutely. Like personally, I'm sad for the reasons that you kind of mentioned at the top of the show. And also I don't know, like I like not having to worry about a car or Uber and just letting Disney take care of me. And worst case scenario, I just leave earlier and catch an earlier bus so I'm not late. But then, you know, like the other standpoint, as I said about the actual press release, but just wanted to get those thoughts in there. But you know, excited to talk more about the trip with you in a few weeks.
No, I can't wait. It's going to be fun. That'll be a good, good fun trip report. So, hey, I'm going to get out of here. A lot of folks trying to get in, but you have a good week and thanks for your thoughts. Talk to you soon, Marlessa.
Yep. Right, talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. And let's get our next caller. I believe it is Eric who's been trying to get in. Is it? Are we heading to Connecticut?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Eric? Happy Sunday night.
No Shame About the Studio being my favorite song. It's a bop. It's fun.
I love it.
You know it in your head the second I say it, even though you haven't thought about it in about 40 years.
You know what? No. Because my Amazon listening devices, they're always on 80s on 8 on Sirius XM, and so is my Jeep. So I hear it more often than you might think. I love that stuff.
No, solid song.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, I'm going to say, like, maybe the unpopular opinion. I really think that Magical Express, for many reasons, especially in the way that it is right now, is something whose time has kind of come and gone.
Because I don't know.
When you think about the reason they did this in the first place, it was to keep you in, as you were just saying in the last call, the Disney bubble. Mm-hmm. You know, they wanted you to go and not rent a car and go to Universal, which hadn't expanded yet, or, you know, whatever it is, I-95, that upside down house, or SeaWorld or anything like that.
Gatorland. We talk Gatorland on tomorrow's show. How's that?
Yes. Gator. Oh, God, I remember Gatorland, which is actually a cool place. It's a nice place.
I got to go there. I know. I got to go there someday. It just sounds crazy.
But the reason they did it was so that you wouldn't go to these places and they would kind of choke you off, choke them off, and they wouldn't grow. And then Uber comes. And suddenly, you don't need a car for like $20 to $40, less than it is to park for a day and rent a car. You could hop on someone else's car and go to Universal, go to SeaWorld, go to Gatorland, go to Merlin's Fun Factory or whatever it is. And you're no longer stuck there. You're no longer, people are bringing their fire sticks and putting in the TVs.
Right.
So that they're not locked into the Disney movies. People are even Ubering around the parks or, when you would be cut off from the news at Disney and people would know how to reach you, but only in an emergency. Now people are walking around checking their phones.
Yeah.
The Disney bubble that they made to do this is effectively gone. And they've kind of bowed to that reality. The value for them was keeping people on property. But if you're going to bus people for free and the people are going to leave anyway, well, why do it the way they're doing it?
Okay,
right,
but here's my thing. Also, another point that I had, why not, instead of eliminating Disney's Magical Express, have the option to charge for it, like an add on to your package, like you add on Memory Maker for $169 pre-trip. I mean, why not say $75, you can do Magical Express. Some people would want it, some people wouldn't. Maybe it wouldn't meet the minimums. I don't know. Maybe they'd have to like require, you know, every contract says, like if we do a group, we have to have, if we don't sell all the rooms, we got to buy the rooms. You know, like the agency's liable for those rooms. So we don't do groups.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, so maybe it was something like that, but I just wish they would have given us the option, something like that.
I wonder if it's not going to come back. Like Disney contracted with Mears, and they probably didn't have a lot of flexibility with Mears. Like Mears says, you know, this is how much it's going to cost for this many years.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the ridership plummets. And, you know, Mears is sitting there like, no, it's still going to cost this much. And we predict COVID's going to be over, or vastly different in 2022. So here's what we're going to charge you flat rate or per person. And Disney's sitting there thinking, well, you know, what if we hit another downturn? What if we suddenly boom? We can maybe do this in a different way ourselves. Maybe they're talking with a bright line now. And we can have some flexibility in that we're not paying a flat rate or a different flat rate. And maybe Mears is sitting there like, yeah, we'd like to have some flexibility in this too, to add or lay off people depending on how much traffic there is using our service.
Right. I think it is. It's a combination of Disney and Mears playing hardball with each other. You know what? Because I think maybe Disney had a sweetheart contract for the last, say, 5 years, and they came out smelling like roses, and now Mears is trying to be like, you know what? okay, now it's our turn. Disney's like, it's not the right time to kind of pay the piper. And you know, I'm not into all the business stuff, Disney, but I mean, I'm just guessing that, you know, there's so much behind the scenes stuff that something had to have happened where it's just time and some, they're playing hardball with each other.
And they're sitting there on a fleet of buses too, that like when the Skyliner came, they're like, oh, well, we no longer have to have a bus going here or there. And maybe one day it's going to come back with Disney doing it themselves. But I made the joke, and I truly believe this. I'm not a huge fan of Magical Express, although I see it as a nice value add. The most Disney thing about it is waiting in a 45-minute line, even before you get to the park.
That's your first line, then your first ride. Yes, it is. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the other thing that I like about this is I used to really love the town car services that they had. I mean, you talk about service and you want to feel like $1 million. You go down that escalator after getting off your cheap Southwest flight, and there's a guy standing there, or a girl, with a card with your name on it.
Yes.
Who takes your bags and brings you to the car. Some of them would include a free stop at a grocery store, a convenience store of your choice. And you would be there in 30 minutes.
True.
And the cars were gorgeous. The people were very friendly. They talk as much as you want or not talk at all. it was just, you know, those town cars were a really good experience. It's an experience that I hope comes back in some way.
I think it will. I think it's going to have to. I mean, there's going to be definitely an incentive for folks to really pick up the slack. I think it will.
I think Disney does have to be careful, though, because they're running into a point where people are going to say, especially for something like the value resorts, like the All-Stars, why am I paying this premium for this when all I really do is get a bus to and from the parks in 30 minutes? Because slowly they've chipped away at all of these things that make some of these resorts worth the extra money. I would say if I was in for one of those value resorts and not staying at a Skyliner location, I'd say, you know, why am I spending $200 to stay on Disney property when I can get a comparable thing for $89 and rent a car for less?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And get to and from the parks on my own schedule.
But you got to realize, though, a lot of folks, you know, they're not us. That's their first trip, and they just want to go. They want to stay on property. They want to be on Walt Disney World property. They want to stay at a hotel themed to sports or music or movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still a lot of perks to staying on site. Of course, in COVID times, a lot of those are gone, like package delivery, you know, small things. But you're right.
I mean, come back.
Yeah, Disney, you know, again, you can't keep taking away. There's going to be a tipping point, and they're getting a little close to me. So, but it's still a fun experience.
Yeah.
No, I would still stay at Pop Century. I love Pop. It's a great hotel. But I see what you're saying. You're paying a premium.
Value.
You're paying a premium. I mean, so you got to make sure it's worth it.
Oh, absolutely. I think Disney knows their points very, very well. One of the reasons why the online community has been upset is this is the first move of like a new park president. And like, boy, the first move of a new park president is to cut everything. He's getting rid of everything. Boy, the Epcot stuff is gone. The Magical Express is gone. The early and the late nights are gone. And as a 40-year-old, I'm glad the late nights are gone because I cannot stay up till 1 o'clock anymore.
Same.
But they have to watch, you know, where they are. And it's a good time if you want to reinvent your services, you know, the extras that you are giving to people.
Yes.
To see what really works, because, you know, you have to cut something somewhere. And I understand that from a business point of view.
Right.
But from a fan point of view,
it stinks.
It sucks.
It does. And actually yesterday I was on a podcast. I recorded a podcast called the DCL Duo. It was like a 2-hour interview. And, you know, we talked about how right now is for a business like Disney in these times, it's almost like a hard reset on, they have an opportunity for a hard reset on anything, right? They can restructure the annual pass program and make it a subscription service. They could totally revamp
the Disney. They're doing that out in California.
Exactly. Disney dining plans could come back or not come back or come back in a whole different way. I mean, everything right now, this is just such an unprecedented time for something like a theme park that's open 24/7 and just continuously, infinitely rolls on. Right now, you have a hard reset opportunity for, I mean, like Run Disney. It could go away. It could come back totally different. You know, it's, everything is at a hard reset point, which we've never had. So it is kind of scary.
In some cases, Disney is a victim of their own success. You know, they put these programs in place. They're beloved. And they become very, very big and unwieldy. But they can't really cut them anymore. Or they can't really change them. Without backlash, like the annual pass program out in Disneyland. You know, they say that there's like over a million people who have an annual pass. And if just 0.2% of that amount, I sound like Montesta going into numbers. If just 0.2% of those people go to the parks every day, that's 2,000 entries. That's like 2 hours worth of lines every hour.
Yeah.
You know, that they're adding to it. And they've been trying to cut back on that for a long time without any success. So, you know, this gives them a chance to say, okay, how can we improve the experience for someone, I'll be greedy here, like me, who made my once or maybe twice or three times in a lifetime trip, who would walk around and you can tell the people who have been there with the annual passes forever.
Yeah.
And this is just where they hang out on a Saturday.
Right. And they don't make a lot of money off of those folks. I mean, you get the initial broken over for the pass, but then they go into the park and they don't spend money. Annual pass holders know how to save money.
Right. Anyway, like that, none of that is going to make me, none of those comments are going to make me friends. So send your complaints to pam.forrester.
Yeah, exactly.
Pam at fake.biz.
Yes. No, but hey, we're always an open forum and we understand. I mean, there's two sides to every story. I'm not happy about everything, but, I want
these things to come back. I like the half hour early entry that gives me flexibility where I choose to go. And I like the fact that, you know, if I want to go to the Magic Kingdom on a Wednesday, I'm not going to be slammed because that's the early entry day and everybody's filtered there. You know, so I'll take that. I like some of these changes, but they got to be careful about how much they're cutting back right now.
I agree. I mean, there is a tipping point. It's a balancing act and they're going to, you know, and again, you know, people speak with their wallets. I mean, if they get hurt enough, they'll have to go the other way. The pendulum can always come back. So we see that in education, right? We see that all the time. So,
oh yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Eric, I got to roll because a lot of folks trying to get in, but you have a good week and hope to talk to you next Sunday night. Great points. And you were Len, you'd be talking about Van Halen. So I know it's not Len. So go turn on some Phil Collins.
Yeah. I mean, like, no, I could talk about Hot for Teacher.
Okay. I was thinking Jump, but
everyone education does.
Yeah, that's right. That's my wife. Anyway.
Underrated Trump.
Yes.
Part.
Okay. Bye bye. I'll see you before I get in trouble. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye bye. Oh Lord, that's gonna get me in trouble. All right, we have our next call on the line. Hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Joe from Virginia.
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
Nothing much. I wrote you guys a letter last month, or an email last month, telling them for proposing to my girlfriend in Magic Kingdom on the ride.
Okay.
And you want to know how things went?
Yes. Yeah. Oh God, I hope it was good. Please, we can't have any other bad news this week. Make sure it was good.
No, it was good. It was very good. I did not do it on Little Mermaid. I actually did it on Small World, which is a little more nerve wracking because of the boat.
Yeah,
but yeah, she said yes. Everything worked out great. She cried, of course, a lot on the ride. We had to ride the ride again because she likes that ride and she couldn't remember anything that happened after she got the ring.
You ruined her ride. But you have a whole lifetime to make up for it. So there you go.
Right. We went back on it. So yeah, we stood in line the second time and she was happy, but everything worked out great. I just want to let you know and Scotty G know because you guys were very concerned, but everything worked out fine.
That is awesome. Hey, congratulations to you guys. So have you set a date or how's that all going?
Yeah, I actually retire in 2023, and we're getting married after I retire. Nice. At the end of 2023 in the fall. We both love the fall.
Nice. That is wonderful. So
we have a date set, we have a location set, and we've also already planned our next trip to the world, which will be a Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah. Hey, that's perfect. That's not too long off either. That's just in a few weeks. I need to start. I better start thinking about what I got to start thinking about. It's horrible. Here's the deal with me. My wife's birthday is March 7th. So I got to come up with something good for Valentine's. And then like 3 weeks later, a birthday present. And then not too long after that's Mother's Day. It's like Murderer's Row for gifts. And then once I get past Mother's Day, I'm okay.
My birthday is March 11th. So this is Valentine's Day and my birthday both.
That'll work. Well, hey, congratulations to you. And I sure appreciate you taking the time to call in. We're so happy. And yeah, shoot me an email when you get back in February. Maybe we'll talk about both trips on the show.
Okay, will do. Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
Take care. You have a good week. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's awesome. Proposal on Small World. How about that? In studio for a favorite song. It's a fun show tonight. All right, next caller is on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi.
Who's this?
I am the little sister of the girl that called last week.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot her. What's your name, first of all?
My name is Grace.
Grace. That's a pretty name. Where are you calling from? What state do you live in?
Washington.
Washington. Nice. So have you been to Walt Disney World? I can't remember. Disneyland?
We went to Disneyland like 3 or 4 times.
So what's your favorite? What do you like to do at Disneyland?
I really, really like the pool.
Ooh, pools are fun. I love swimming.
Me too. One time the kids' pool was down, so we couldn't swim in there when we were planning to swim. So we got to go into the grown-up pool, and it was like a lot of feet high. And I was like, I was like 3 or 2 or 4, I was like, do not let me go, Mama. Do not let me go. And she was clinging onto my foot. She was like this. She was clinging onto my foot. And I was like, but also let me move, trying to move because she was so funny.
Oh, my gosh. So let me ask you this. Is the adult pool more fun than the kids' pool? Do the adults get to have more fun in their pool? Or does
nope.
Because they don't let me in the kids' pool because I'm 6'3" and I'm an old guy. So I always look over at the kids' pool and I say, the kids' pool has all the fun stuff. You have the slides, you have the things shooting water everywhere. Kids' pools are where it's at. You guys, it's a shame that was down, but at least you got to swim a little bit in the adult pool.
Yep.
That's fun. So give me a favorite ride you like at Disneyland. Do you like Pirates or Small World or Haunted Mansion, something like that? Do you do any of those?
I like the carousel.
Oh, classic. You are a classic Disney fan. That's a great ride.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I also like to ride the roller coasters. I like the upside down.
Wait, what? How old are you?
Go ahead, answer.
Oh, I'm not old enough to do those. Oh, I've just seen them.
Oh, so you're ready to ride them, but you just like maybe California Screaming or something out at Disneyland, out at a California Adventure.
I'm 6, so I'm allowed to go when I'm 6.
See, I didn't ride an upside down roller coaster till I was 13. I was a chicken. I wouldn't go on those things when I was your age. You're braver than I was.
Oh, I also went on the Buzz Lightyear one. When I was like 3, it really scared me. I was like, get me out of here, Mom! When I was like 4 years old or 5, I was like, oh, this isn't so bad.
There you go. Right.
What's the God they have? And you, she's the bad guy.
Well, you're a brave kid. You're braver than I was when I was a kid, so that is awesome. Well, hey, I got to go because I'm going to try to get a couple more people in here, but thanks for calling tonight and you have a great week out in Washington. It was so nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night, Grace.
I'm going to call my dad and see if he saw me on TV.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Bye.
Okay. We'll see you soon. Matt. Bye, Grace. Bye. I love this. Oh, this is better than radio, right? This is too cool. She's got the carousel. Okay. All right, 407-413-9395. We have about 8 minutes left. Let's get some more calls in here. I saw Wade was trying to get in. Maybe we can get Wade back in here. Oh, my gosh. That is awesome. I thought she sounded super small, and I'm like, is she riding upside down roller coasters? Because not me. Not when I was six. Okay, we have Wade on the line. Wade, did you ride upside down roller coasters when you were six?
I'm pretty sure I did not.
No, thanks.
I like upside down roller coasters, but I'm pretty sure when I was six, I did not.
Yes.
I don't know if there were any roller coasters that went upside down when I was six.
I remember the first time I did, because I was a big chicken, but in our school district, when I went to middle school, we always had what was called Six Flags Day in May. And our district was one of the biggest in the state. And so what they would do is, about 3 weeks before the end of the year, on a Monday, they would rent out the entire Six Flags park, and they sold tickets as a fundraiser for the PTA and scholarships and stuff. So we had the park just for our district on that Monday. There was no school. And so, you know, of course, in middle school, everybody had to go to Six Flags Day. And of course, you know, I was there with my friends, and you want to be the chicken that wouldn't ride the ninja that went upside down. So I rode it and scared the crud out of me. But, you know, you're seventh grade. You got to be cool. So that was it. But not when I was six.
Oh, yeah. I think the first one, actually say this, the first upside down roller coaster I went on was at Worlds of Fun. And I remember when they built it, it's still there. It's a very short roller coaster. Now they've got ones that are, you know, crazy and like, you know, blow it out of the water. But yeah, I think that was the first one. And it did two, you know, corkscrews or whatever.
Right. I've been there a couple times. I like Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun out in KC. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great. You know, it's fantastic. And we can be there in a few hours. But yeah, that was the first time we went upside down. But I guarantee I was older than six. So
totally, totally. So what are your thoughts on all this news this week, if we could say? What's going on?
You know, it's crazy. I mean, here's the thing. But the bottom line is it's always difficult in whatever, when you take something away that everybody loved. I mean, because I remember first going to Disney where Mears was an add-on to your Disney reservation.
Right.
And Disney would book it for you. And I don't remember the price, but it was not cheap. I mean, I say not cheap. If it was just you, one person, it wasn't bad. But, you know, family of four, first time we used it, it was my brother, his family. It was like nine of us. So it was a decent amount you had to pay. Yeah, there and back. And then, you know, it's the same motor coaches, just without the Disney videos or whatever. But I remember then, of course, when Magical Express went, and I couldn't believe it, when Disney said, oh, we're going to take you from, you know, Orlando International Airport to your resort, and there'll be no charge. And I remember thinking, wow, we're going to save a ton of money here.
Right, right.
And we did, you know, and you bought a couple of meals or whatever with it. So, and the problem is in business or whatever, when you have this benefit and you take it away, it's very difficult, even though it wasn't always a forever thing. But companies are cutting back. I mean, I can say even in our company, you know, we're cutting back on things and, you know, I've seen pictures of people on Magical Express themselves.
Yeah.
One person, and that's not sustainable, especially if they're having to sign another contract or what have you, you know, who knows what that is. So, I know myself, many times we'd take Magical Express to the resort, but because the pickup time was, you know, 3 hours, it used to be 2 hours, and then they pushed it back to 3 hours or even more. A lot of times now, especially if it's my wife and I, we'll just jump in an Uber and I'll pay the, you know, 28 bucks or whatever it is and be there, be at, you know, the airport in 28 minutes or less, spend an extra hour or whatever in the park. So, and I, you know, but seeing these empty buses, I'm sure Disney's looking at it going, you know, do we sign another contract? Now, I did put in the chat, Disney needs Mears buses for Run Disney events.
Exactly. And that's what, you know what, that makes me nervous. Like all these changes, you know, and I don't even want to put this out in the universe, but let's real quick. I mean, we could have run our last Run Disney race at this point. I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, there's a lot of manpower that goes into a race weekend. I mean, just think of Cone Alley, right? Those cones are butted up against each other for a couple of miles just on that road. And you got porta potties, you have all the tents, you have, you know, volunteers every corner and getting all the logistics of that. I mean, I know they make money and it brings people in, but I love Run Disney, but I mean, you know, it's on the table. You know, it's on the table at this point.
It has to be. It has to be. Yeah, the manpower, I thought about it. You know, somebody said to me once, I showed them my medals and shirts. Oh, well, you must pay for them. I go, you pay for this and a lot more. I mean, you know, the medals are very nice. The shirts are nice. I like the champion ones better before Disney went to making them themselves, but that's okay. The manpower for that, and the fleet of buses, marathon weekend, the fleet of buses, whether it's taking you to and from the hotels to the expo or the morning of each race. I mean, you couldn't even count the number of motor coaches that sit out there in the parking lot of Epcot or Wine and Dine. It's the Magic Kingdom parking lot. It's a crazy amount. So I'm sure there's some negotiations and, you know, hopefully they'll work it out. I would love to see, however, for resort guests, some better benefits. And I think the half hour opening the parks, okay, I kind of laugh at that because I'm like, geez, you can show up at a park and they'll let you in a half hour early anyway,
right?
Especially now because they want to disperse the crowd. So I've always thought for a long time that resort guests should get, at least an hour in the morning, every park, four parks, an hour. If the park opens at 9, resort guests, you can get in at 8. I've always thought that would be a great benefit, irregardless of that they used to do, morning extra magic hours and evening. I love evening extra magic hours when they used to be 3 hours. There were times my family, we'd be at the Magic Kingdom at like 1:40 in the morning.
Oh yeah.
And we'd be riding everything with no wait. You know, it was awesome if you could stay up that late.
In the summer, back before Mallory, when it was just Pam, Paige and I, when Paige was like 10, 9, and we were both teaching and we were there like in July, we went down for 10 days in the summer because we were both teachers. We had nothing to do in the summer. We didn't work. And I mean, I remember there were nights where the park would close at 12, like normal time. And it was a 3 hour extra. We stayed in the Magic Kingdom till 3 a.m. I got a picture of the clock, 2:55 walking out. And I mean, we had a blast, but you're right. Then it cut back to 2 hours and that's this. And Universal, because I just did all my Universal training today. You got to do this online training course every year to recertify. And I was doing it today. And I mean, the thing is, like, right now, I mean, you're a sports guy, right? I mean, when you got somebody a little bit down, you know, like if Mahomes' toe was hurting this afternoon and then, you know, they wrung his neck, you know, on one of those plays, like when you got somebody down, you just, you go for the jugular. And I mean, Universal, this is an opportunity. I mean, they have a lot of great perks. But they could really, really put the hurting on if they wanted to right now, if they could.
Yeah, I'm sure. Absolutely. I am confident that, you know, Disney works through this. Look, they're a big company. I will also say that, you know, other places I go on vacation, most places don't take you to the hotel or to the resort. Mm-hmm. You got to figure your own way, you know, whether you're in Hawaii or wherever it might be. You got to figure a way to get there. So I get that part of it, too. Although I loved the perk of, hey, not having to pay, getting to the resort. And then, of course, you can get around, Disney World with buses or boats or monorails or whatever. So, and I think the Brightline thing to Disney Springs, it's interesting. It's not going to be free. No. You know, you're going to have to buy a ticket, I'm pretty sure. And then if they, you know, make some kind of a hub there. I know you talked about that, I think, on one of the podcasts. So I think there's, you know, they've got a year. They obviously had to mention it now. You couldn't mention it and then tell somebody, oh, by the way, you know, next month.
Yeah, that bus isn't going to be there.
yeah, you won't have a bus. So
what bus?
Enjoy your right. So, yeah, it's a long game, but and we're also still in unprecedented times. I mean, you know, there's still obviously with Run Disney, everything is being looked at. I mean, look at all the cast members, unfortunately, that are still unemployed, shows, the Streetmosphere, all of that. I mean, there's a lot that's not happening. And so, just like our company, we're looking at everything too. And it doesn't mean that it won't all come back and that, things won't become quote unquote normal again. They will. But you know what? I think Eric said, it's a good time to reset and look at what you're doing. Okay. But Disney's going to take care of the guests. I am confident they're going to take care of the resort guests. They have to.
They have to. There's a lot of options. You know, in 71, they were the only, you know, big player in the game. And I mean, think about, you know, like I said, Universal. They've taken a lot of Imagineers from Walt Disney. When they built Volcano Bay in their newer hotels, like Cabana Bay, I mean, what did they do? They took the Disney model. And, you know, Cabana Bay is Pop Century on steroids because it's newer. They took all the good things about Pop, added a bowling alley and a couple, you know, a lazy river to the pool. And, I mean, it's a nice place to stay. So you got it, you know. Competition's good. Competition is good, and Disney's going to have to step up. They got to be careful.
You know what? A quarterback at Nebraska said years ago, his name was Joe Gans, and I think he's coaching somewhere. He said, they asked him, hey, what do you think about these other quarterbacks? He said, here's the thing. Competition will do two things. It'll either make you better or make you quit, and right. I don't plan on quitting.
No, I totally agree. So, yes, 100%. That's been my life. Yep. I mean, you know, you see me with the running. Like, I mean, I hate to say it, but like, you know, I tell myself every day when I get up to get on the treadmill, like, if, you know, instead of having to get prepared, to stay prepared, right, for the next race. Like, I don't have to, you know, get in shape to go run a half marathon. Like, if I know I can run one tomorrow, I don't have to like have the stresses of getting into a program. It's just, it is one of those things in Disney's. I mean, the theme parks are one of the things that is one of their biggest profit centers. Right. It's a safe bet. Sure. You know, movies can tank. But I mean, people are going to go to the theme parks. It's part of the American experience. But good thoughts. I always appreciate when you call in.
Hey, Mike, it's good to chat with you. You know what? I tell everybody this. Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. Exactly. Disney can get it figured out.
Oh, my God. You should have seen my inbox when they announced it. I was like, and I had a headache that day. I was like, oh, Lord, Disney, don't do this to me. I had so many people say, I have Magical Express in June. I'm like, yeah, pretty sure June's still in 2021. I don't even know what year it is right now. Yeah, I'm sure Magical Express will still be there this summer. It said 2022, so we're good. Yeah, it's funny. I get it, though. That's people freak out. I freak out, too, just quietly. So that's what I do.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, hey, take care, bud. You have a good week. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Mike. All right, too. All right, take care. See you, man. Bye.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for today's live call-in show. I know we didn't get to everybody, but we are going to continue the conversation next Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Please plan to join us. We had a lot of folks tuned in live here on Facebook and YouTube, and it's always fun. The conversation was popping here on the chat. So you guys are great. I love all your thoughts. You know, if we didn't love Disney, it wouldn't hurt, right? It hurts because we love our experiences and it's hard to give things up. But again, the private sector will step up. They always do. This is an opportunity to get us to and from Walt Disney World, maybe in a more fun way, maybe a unique way, maybe we got to pay a little bit, but maybe we just cut back on something else like souvenirs, and who knows? We'll make it work. We'll get there. We'll get back. We'll still have great times. And I am not saying Run Disney is going to go away. I look at my wall. It's so many medals. And more importantly, every one of those medals is a story. Every one of those medals is fun with friends. I am the biggest Run Disney fan there is out there. I'm just trying to, you know, we got to have conversations here. Things are weird. It's still 2020 part two right now so far. All right. So don't forget, you can book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. I would love to work with you. Just drop by themagicforless.com. Fill out that quote form. If you mention the Be Our Guest podcast, it goes directly to me. We'll be working together, planning a great 2021 vacation. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Thanks to everybody who uses our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Even the small purchases do help. So thanks for that. And also, please, if you would like some extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest, this week we're doing Ask Mike Anything. So if you have any questions, drop by the Patreon. They can be Disney, non-Disney. We'll put those all on the Mike in the Midwest episode this Thursday. Just drop by patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Again, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. Facebook and YouTube, if you're watching live, you know, just you get all the alerts when we go live. And if you haven't, if you're on Thursday checking it out on the feed, go over to Facebook and YouTube and subscribe to the shows. All right, time to get out of here. If it's a Sunday night, have a great wrap to your weekend. If you're listening on a Thursday, we've almost made it to another weekend. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our show. It means the world to me. I hope we always share a few laughs, and I hope we share some news. And, you know, Walt Disney World's an amazing place. I love it. I hope you do as well. We have great memories there. And we can always have these fun conversations and be a big family that loves Disney here. So thanks for being a part of that. I sure appreciate it. So for Ricky and Pam, who aren't here tonight, but I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.